Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today, I have the co-founder of Sober Life Rocks and author of the Inclusive Event Planner, Laura Nelson. Laura is a trailblazer in promoting sober, inclusive spaces within the meeting and event industry. With over 20 years of leadership and expertise in business and event planning, Laura brings a fresh perspective to the evolving needs of diverse audiences. Through her work with Sober Life Rocks, Laura empowers event professionals and organizations to create environments that embrace inclusivity and connection beyond the bar. Her passion stems from her own journey to sobriety and her belief that intentional, inclusive event design has the power to foster deeper relationships and richer experiences for all attendees. You can connect with Laura and join the conversation in her LinkedIn group, Sober Life Rocks, where she shares insights, tips, and resources. Plus, visit the Sober Life Rocks website to download a free copy of her book, The Inclusive Event Planner, and learn how to transform your events into spaces of true inclusivity and connection. I will make sure and put all of those links in the show notes. And welcome, Laura.
I'm excited to be here. I love the name of your podcast, by the way. It's so awesome.
A lot of people tell me that, and it just came to me one day. So,
That's awesome.
yeah. Okay. I have been to so many events recently, and it would have been nice to have an optional choice, besides water for people who have been through a sobriety journey, or people who just prefer not to drink at social events, or the people who are the designated drivers at that event. So I think you've got a niche and something that really, really, really matters to people. Yeah. So tell me how, okay, tell me about your sobriety journey first, and then tell me how you came up with this great idea.
So I am a speaker. My day job is I'm in the dental industry. So I travel around and been to hundreds of conferences as a speaker, and was doing the normal suburban life, raising kids, growing a business, married. But throughout my journey, as alcohol became a bigger part of it, I found myself spending a lot of time and energy struggling around, making sure I don't drink too much the night before, and travel, and what concerts do we go to? Do we drink, not drink, eating out, like the whole thing, right? It became so much of my life. And we can, talk about the actual journey, but in 2020, I woke up and I was like, I'm done. I'm done. So I stopped drinking in January of 2020, and as you know, the world shut down in March. So
Right, so
Well,
that
you know what? It's honest. For me,
didn't help.
it was easier because I wasn't on first class on planes and in hotel bars and restaurants. And so my whole life changed. So it was actually, I was watching people get drunk online when I was not. But then the world got back and I started going back on the road as a speaker. And now it's very different because I don't, we go to the events, and in the evening they roll up the black bars, or we all meet around the bar and everyone starts drinking. And, one drink in, I'm standing there, it's just fine. But a couple drinks in, I'm like, this is just boring. Like, now the conversation's getting sloppy. This is not, so I'd go back to my room. And that's sort of the beginning of where Sober Life Rocks kind of launched, was just, why am I spending time, money, and energy to be here? Or why are the meeting planners bringing me in? Yet I'm going to my room in the evening because everything's so focused on alcohol. And I joke about this. In my real job, I didn't tell people I was sober. I just kind of kept that quiet, like many people. We put a lime in our drink and we just act like just whatever. But I went on TikTok and I started sharing my journey on TikTok. And so I got a following there of other people, and realized that there's a whole bunch of people who are sober, soberish, sober curious, not wanting to drink at events, trying to drink less. And in 2023, I was asked to be on a panel about wellness and talked about my sober journey there at a conference of women, 125 women in the room. And I mentioned, how many people in here are sober, sober curious, or sober-ish? And like a quarter of the room raised their hand. But the issue is, we didn't know about each other. And that's where Sober Life Rocks started, because it was like, well, why are we're not alone. There's other people in here who aren't drinking. Like, why don't we hang out and talk? Why do we go back to our rooms early? And the meeting planner said, I never even thought that there was a huge percentage of people who would want something other than beer, wine, and water. And so it really opened up this idea that we need to spotlight this for us that are sober or feeling alone, people who want to drink less. Also for the meeting planners, because we're so silent, because we just fit in, they don't even realize that they're not really serving people who don't want alcohol. So that's really kind of how the whole story started.
Well, and you get more choice with your meal, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, blah, 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 all this. Why shouldn't that be the same thing with what you drink?
Well, and that's really what I use that example a lot, because there was a time when I remember at conferences where vegetarians and vegans would have to go to a special table to go get their meal
Yes.
and bring it. And now they're served with everyone else. And the only difference is there was a spotlight put on it where they were like, we need to include all different types of dietary needs. Exactly what you're saying. So all we're really doing is putting a spotlight on this to say, there are enough people out there who would like better options when it comes to the drinking and options in the evening, and not just around the drinks, but also let's do something at our events besides standing around the bar. Like, let's
Right.
make events more eventful. Have alcohol, that doesn't matter, but let's actually have an event that people want to go to and that makes it easy
Right.
for them to network and to connect with other people.
Yes, I think that it's so interesting how many events that I go to, and I was a traveling consultant, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I'd be the one, I'd have more than a few, but then I would go back to my room early because once it got sloppy and icky, I left because some people just don't know when to, stop having a good time. Luckily, nothing ever horrific happened or anything like that, but it was not fun,
Well,
and
and
it
that's
wasn't
the thing too, is in our,
professional,
yeah, I was going to say, in our professional space, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure there are horror stories, don't get me wrong, but
Oh,
like
yeah.
we know how to. There was a lot of people when I, came out that I was sober and stuff that were like, I didn't know you had a problem. And I'm like, well, I don't know that I had a problem, but I don't know that I didn't have a problem. And I don't know that that matters. There's a lot of people who are in the professional
Right.
space who are holding their own, but probably regretting some things in the morning, right? If nothing else, not a good night's sleep, not feeling good when you wake up. Like, it doesn't mean we have to have like, horrific events, but there's a lot of people who wake up in the morning regretting that one extra glass of wine that they had the night before.
Well, I think the immediate assumption is if you're sober and you say you're sober, that you have had a problem.
Exactly.
And that's
Exactly.
unfortunate as well because a lot of people may not drink because exactly what you said, hey, it's not good for me. I don't show up my best the next day, perhaps some for religious reasons. And a lot of times I've actually been to events where individuals are mocked or teased or cajoled or whatever the case may be based on a choice that they've made that basically has
Nothing to do
none
with
of your
anyone else.
business.
Right?
Has
Exactly.
nothing to do with this job or with my networking or with my professionalism. Nothing to do whatsoever.
If anything,
So,
I'm better for it potentially, and not trying to say one for one, but you're 100% right. And that's why we started Sober Life Rocks in the first place, is because we did have some people who, like, I'll shout. I had somebody who's sober who joined our group, got involved with us. She said, whatever we do, I do not want to be the poster child. Like, don't make me the poster child. And I'm like, don't worry, I already am. Like some of us who will stand on the rooftop from day one, I was vocal. My business partner wasn't like, I had to like, she ended up, she runs our podcast now, but she was like, you be the face, I'll be in the background. Because some people just don't want to deal with it, which is why we put a lime in our drink and we just kind of hold it, because we don't want to deal with the true pressure, right? But if we can get more people saying, hey, I'm sober too, or I'm sober curious, or I'm we're no longer alone. And as long as there's one other person in the room who also you feel is, like you for whatever reason, you no longer feel alone, right? And that's
Right.
the community that we're trying to uplift.
So when you talk with event planners, what are some of the things that they have questions about or that you help them understand?
Yeah, so the first thing is just how come I didn't know this, or where are all these people, right? Like nobody filled out a survey that said I liked everything but there was too much drinking, or
Right.
my dietary needs are no alcohol, right? And it's because, I mean, we have had, all until most recently, probably around 2020, the idea of Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, keep it quiet, keep it out of your professional life. Like people just weren't talking about it as much as they are now. So there's that, right? Then it's now there's more and more people speaking up, but the meeting planners are like, okay, well, how do I do this? What do I serve? And a lot of times they think they serve mocktails. The events, the conference centers, the hotels will say, well, we'll give them a mocktail. Well, the issue with a mocktail is most of the time a mocktail is some sticky sweet lemonade
Yeah.
concoction in the corner that you pour out of a spout. That's not an adult drink.
No.
So the challenge is next is like, well, what do I serve? And there's a real challenge we have with the meeting planners and then them trying to get the event space to serve. Because there's a lot of contracts, there's a lot of big alcohol contracts, right? There's a lot of, so it's just figuring out what to serve, which I always, work with them on, like, serve what you're serving everybody else, just give me a non-alcoholic version, right? I don't want a special
Yeah.
cup. I don't want a kid's cup. I want to have a beer just with no alcohol, or wine with no alcohol, or a drink that has no alcohol, and it's possible. So it's kind of what
Yeah.
I serve. And then the other thing is look at your actual event, because if your evening event or your networking event is focused around alcohol, you're losing a percentage of the people that you don't even know. And meeting planners want people to stay. They want to create FOMO, they want
Yes.
connection. So find ways to make the connection easier as a whole, because there is a percentage of people. There's a lot of people who aren't even going to events live because of the pressure of drinking. And if you could change your event, and it could be 5 people to 5,000 people, change your event so that the focus isn't the alcohol, you
Right.
can start to attract, people who maybe are avoiding it because of the pressure with alcohol.
That is a great suggestion, frankly. I think, a lot of times it says that the evening event is networking, but is it really?
Right.
Because how can you network with people who aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So why are you taking a, well, here's another point for you. You probably already have used this one. Don't take up your meeting event time during the day to do networking. Everybody wants to do more networking. I've never been to a conference that the feedback didn't come back saying more networking time, right? So make it the evening networking, but actually have an activity that is that networking activity.
Right.
You can
And
have the drinks there if you want to, but make that your like you said.
yeah.
So save some time during the day.
The other thing, though, too, is we just assume networking happens at the bar or around the bar.
Yeah, we do.
You could have networking in the morning, you could have a coffee meetup,
Yeah.
you can have, I mean, and the reason that alcohol is used most of the time is because it does calm people's nerves. People use it as a crutch. And I don't care if you're 16 or 60, walking into a room of people that you don't know is a hard thing to do. Walking up to a
It is.
stranger and introducing yourself and saying, "What do you do?" is a hard thing to do. And so alcohol is used as the currency of connection. But when you think about it, if I walk to the bar and get the drink and it makes me feel calmer, now I can walk up to you, Julie, and introduce myself. I haven't even taken a sip of this drink yet.
No, it's
So
just
the
having it in your
actual,
hand.
exactly, the actual elixir isn't even working, right?
Right.
But if the event planners can, like you said, make it easier for networking to happen, do things that make the networking happen. One of the things I write about in the book is even like the furniture placement, how
Yes.
you set up the space. the music or entertainment, because half the time we're yelling over a loud DJ or something, and that's fine as you're drinking. But in the beginning, keep the music lower so we can talk. Like, there's just things like that. And it's just because we haven't really ever thought about it. And so that's why I wrote the book. So I was like, I wanted to put a spotlight on this.
So how has the book been received?
Super great. Super, super great.
Good.
And it's free download, so you can buy a copy of the book. But what my goal was is everyone, like you said, you know, meeting planners, you've been to events, send them a copy of the book, because we're just trying to bring some awareness to this, which is why I made it, a free download. It's gotten me opportunities to speak in front of meeting planners. It's got me opportunities to speak in front of event, people who help with marketing of events. So it's been really good, and it's the first of its kind on this topic. I'm sure there'll be more now, because this is like, sobriety in general is a newer industry, right? Like, this is a newer thing in the last like 5, 6 years, 8 years, right? So
Well,
it's new.
because it's been hidden, like you said. I mean, AA is a secret. The whole point of AA is secret.
Anonymous.
You know, it's anonymous because at one point, and probably still to this day, a lot of people look at having issues with alcohol being a detriment or something horrible or evil, or if you want to call it.
Well, the thing
I
is
would
too,
love for that to us to get out of that
James.
as well. You
Well,
know?
and yeah, and so there's new stuff too with what we know about subconscious and our brains now and stuff. I mean, alcohol use disorder, it's a spectrum, right? And people starting to assess their relationship with alcohol is actually a good thing. And so I think this whole conversation is changing, because we're learning so much and realizing, how we grew up with alcohol being this magic elixir in our lives. And really, a lot of people, especially because wellness, mental health is becoming so prevalent. Well, I've seen lots of wellness panels where they talk about all the things, breath work, yoga, mental health, and then everybody goes and opens a bottle of wine at night. And it's like, well, you should be having a discussion about your relationship with alcohol if you're talking about wellness, because it's all tied together. So a lot of that is just because we have a lot of newer research now.
Well, and I think too, there are an awful lot of crutches. And, you know, I don't want to say crutches because that's not all. I mean, mental health is real. Have been diagnosed clinically depressed, and I've been on medication for that, right? I could not function without that medication because I have an imbalance of chemicals in my brain. Alcohol does, however, screw with that. And I have to recognize that. And is it hurting or helping? And part of my wellness journey, I think, would be taking a look at, okay, and they always ask me, how often do you drink? However, you know for sure. People, when they go to the doctor and the doctor asks them how much
They're
do
not
you
telling that.
drink, oh my gosh, double or triple that every week. Just that's just
It's
and
like how
so
much you
it
floss when you go to the dentist, right?
oh
Like
yeah right
every night.
now yeah right You're lucky. I'm lucky if it gets hit once a month, you know. Actually, right before I came, that's
Exactly. The night
when
before I came is when I flossed. Exactly.
exactly. That's just human nature. You know, it's human nature. So, I know that there are a lot of Instagram and Facebook ads lately for these alcohol substitutes. What do you know about those? And that's part of this new trend, right?
And I think a lot of this is new. We have talked to, so we're hosting, which we could talk about, our own event coming up for the first time in January. And so we're talking to a lot of alcohol-free, non-alcohol brands who are growing in this industry. I believe that, first of all, you can't fix things you're not aware of. So just assessing your relationship with alcohol, I think, is a good starting point. Having better options, or having options in our resources and our tool bags that can help us. Like, what is the reason you're using the alcohol? Like, is it to calm your nerves? Is it to relax? Is it, well, again, I'm not an herbal person, but I know that there's a lot of people who know that there are herbs and vitamins and things that can do a similar thing for us. We just always turn to alcohol. So I think it's great that there is a whole new market of people who know a lot more than I do on these things to say, okay, well, what are you looking for from alcohol? Maybe you can try this with a non-alcohol version. And for me, I'm great with that as long as it's not an addictive substance. That's the only thing where I don't know enough about all of the things. I know there are some things that people have said, oh, this is great. And I'm like, do we know enough research about it to show that it's not going to be addictive? And that a lot of it is new. So that's my only hesitation is, you know, if for me, like I, the reason they call me a spontaneous or call it spontaneous sobriety for me, I woke up and said, I'm done drinking. Now, that didn't mean it was easy. It didn't mean I didn't think about it for years to come, but I'm an all in or all out kind of person. Like when I have a diet, I'd rather fast than not. Than try to control what I'm eating. So for me, it was like it was exhausting me to try to manage the alcohol that I was like, I can't manage it anymore. I just have to be out, right? But I know my personality, right? And it's very much business. I'm all in or I'm all out. Like I'm an entrepreneur. So for me, anything with an addictive substance, I also want to be very careful about it because, you know, for the first year after I stopped drinking, I went right to like ice cream. And then I'm like, okay. Sugar isn't the replacement here, right? Now, I'm not going to get a DUI from sugar and I'm not going to wake up hungover from sugar, but I also need to watch my personality style. So I think there's a lot to be seen of what's going to happen in this space.
Well, I know that I know that I have also an addictive personality. So I will get on kicks. Like I will like right now it's oatmeal cream pies. I don't
Oh my gosh,
know.
I haven't had one of those in so long.
I know, and I hadn't either. And then I just had this craving in the grocery store. I saw it. And now I have an oatmeal cream pie every day. And it's like,
So
okay,
funny.
this is my current kick. I know that's what this is. I gotta work it out, let it do whatever. And I have that kind of a personality. I smoked one cigarette in college and was addicted for several years. So, that was harder than, I mean, I could give up alcohol tomorrow, way easier than nicotine. I don't smoke anymore, but I mean, back then, that was the hardest thing I'd ever done.
And you, so you get it too. So one of the things for me is I choose not to drink. I don't say that I can't drink. I choose not to drink. And if I have a craving, I'll think through because I used to smoke in college too. And I remember how hard it was to quit. I don't, and I know I started back up once or twice and then I had to quit again.
I
And the
did
second,
too.
third time was harder. I don't want to do that with alcohol. So for me, it's like if I actually have a craving, I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to do day one again. Day one was hard, right? And so I'm sure you see cigarettes sometimes and you're like, God, a cigarette would f be real good right now, except for, yeah, but it wouldn't be, right?
Well, my husband and I, okay, this is, people laugh when I tell them this. We're both 62 this year. We knew each other in college. We didn't marry each other. We went our separate ways. We both wound up getting divorced, came back together. We've been married 15 years now, as of last week. And we both smoked. When we met again, we were both smoking, but me because I went through a divorce and that's what's and him because he had always smoked since he was whenever. So we wound up quitting smoking. I quit first. He quit after a heart attack. And then the funny thing is, every once in a while we'll have a craving, but it's almost gone now. Unless I see a whole bunch of people smoking and I have just had a meal. That's kind of my trigger. But now we've told ourselves, we've promised each other that when we turn 85, we'll start smoking again. Because
Really?
won't matter at that point.
That's so funny.
It's a joke, but that's what we tell
Well,
each other.
my husband doesn't drink either, and we joke around. Sometimes we'll go places, like we travel a lot, And it just seems real boring, or it seems real, or real, like you're just gonna lay out and be on the lake and whatever. I'm like, if we ever lived here, I'd probably start drinking again. Yeah, right? Because like that's all you do here, right? So I get it, but it's a joke, of course, too.
Well, I we're getting close on time. Is there anything? Talk a little bit more about your event that's coming up in
Yes.
January, you said.
Yes. So my business partner and I, Marky and I, started Sober Life Rocks in 2023, and we've been trying to figure out what are we, right? I wrote a book, she started our podcast, and in many of our discussions, what we found was there's a lot of people in the sober space who kind of fell into the sober space from their story, but they are like maybe a podcaster, but they want to be a writer, or they're a writer, but they want to be a speaker, or maybe they don't even know, but they know they have a story they want to share. And we feel like there is not a place right now where we can, like, a lot of people who are sober are kind of giving their stories, telling their stories, you know, doing podcasts, whatever, but nobody's feeding them. And so we've decided to have a conference for anyone who is sober, sober, sober curious, but has a story, knows they want to do something with it, podcast, speak, write, just grow in their community, or maybe has started, but they don't know where to go because a lot of people were in different industries before they kind of got into the sober space. So our conference is a one-day conference called Amplify Sober Voices. And our conference is a one-day conference within PodFest. So PodFest is a larger 2,000
I'm going to
podcasters. Well,
Podfest.
then you'll be there
I'll
with
be
we.
there.
Yeah, we have
Awesome.
one day within PodFest. So, and they have other days there too. They have a Christian day, a military day, a dental professional day. So that's where we're having our event. And it's the first one. So anybody who's looking to grow, and you don't have to be in the sober space, but if you're looking to grow your story, I mean, have you been to PodFest before?
I have not. This is going to be my first year. I've only had my podcast. It'll be a year in August.
Okay, it's a great event. It's a
That's
really,
what I hear.
yeah.
Yes.
It's very, and this is why we wanted to kind of latch our, you know, what do you say? Our horse, our, I don't know, we wanted to grab onto theirs because it's a very grassroots feel. Like they've been going on for a while, but it's really started by podcasters for podcasters. And that's, and with Sober Life Rocks, I mean, most of the people coming to Amplify are people who want to share their message so it just makes sense, and it's really kind of a grassroots effort. So and they're a very inclusive conference. There's a lot of meetups. You'll see there's a great app. There's If you walk in a room of people that just love to talk, nobody has a problem connecting with anyone else. So all these podcasters, they're talking as they're walking in the hotel. So it's a great conference.
Oh, it would be funny if there was an introverted podcaster group. There
There, you
probably
know
is.
what? There might be. That
There
actually
might be.
there that actually the only other conference I've ever been to like this one is National Speakers Association, and that's for professional speakers. And you walk in there and everyone's talking the moment they walk in. So if you want to go to a conference where you don't, you'll find a friend for sure. So that's a
Without
definite.
alcohol too.
Exactly.
When
Yeah. So if
when you
you're
start
sober,
talking.
have a story, come join us, and with our ticket price, you get access to the entire PodFest.
Wow, that's amazing. Actually, I just signed up to go a couple wait, it's not up yet. I signed up for something a couple days ago, but somebody else told me to go to this one.
Well, if you haven't bought your ticket yet, we have early bird pricing. So between now and September 30th, I don't know what the price of PodFest is at the moment versus our tickets, but if you buy our tickets, you get access to everything, ours and theirs. So our prices won't, they just went up today, actually, the new price. The next time it goes up September 30th. So check out Amplify if you're looking to go to both. It's kind of a good way to be involved in ours, meet a lot of really cool sober influencers and coaches and consultants and anybody in the space, plus have access to PodFest.
Wow, that sounds great. That was a bonus.
I
A
know.
bonus
Yeah.
for me. I'm gonna have to cut that out, except for I'll keep your part, not
Yeah.
my
That's
All
awesome.
right. So I have three questions that I ask at the end of every show. The first question requires you close your eyes just for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Describe to me what appears in your mind when I say the words wise woman.
My 85-year-old self.
Nice. Okay, tell me about her.
She is wiser than I could ever imagine, and that's who I go to when I'm looking for direction in life, decisions, just guidance. And she's way more chill than I am. She's way more grateful than I am. She's way more loving than I am, and so I go to her for guidance when I'm getting all serious about stuff, and it's like, nah, does that stuff really matter?
Oh, that's amazing. So the future you, I love that. Wise woman. I think you're wise now too. So there you
Oh, well,
go.
thank you. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Aren't we all, honey? Aren't we all? Okay, next question. So, where do you like to go in Rome?
Go and the world. I love to travel. So anywhere new. I'm going to Montana on Saturday, and never been to
It's
Montana, know nothing about it.
beautiful.
I'm looking forward to it.
We went last year. We did a trip. We live in our RV. So, generally speaking, we travel all summer. This year, we're not because we have a new grandbaby, but last year we went all around South Dakota, Montana, with the Yosemite. I mean, not Yosemite, Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, we did a lot. It was absolutely, you're gonna love it.
I'm looking
Gonna be
forward to it. And we're
great.
going to Glacier National Park.
Are
So
you?
I've heard that's just amazing.
Yeah.
But I love traveling. That's my go-to. It works really well as a speaker because I get the opportunity to go to all different places and conferences and stuff. So I'll roam anywhere.
Yeah, sounds great. And the final question is, what makes you restless, but in a good way?
I would say, so I've been working on words to help guide me, like a word of the year, whatever. And
Yeah.
I discovered a word about a year ago during some work. Enthusiastic is kind of my word. So if I get excited about something, if I get enthusiastic about something, not manic, not forced
Right.
excitement, but just enthused, I can go all day, work all day. I'm excited about it. Doesn't matter what the project is or what the thing is that we're doing. So that's really kind of my thing is like, how do I really feel about this? If I'm enthusiastic about it, let's go.
Oh, I think that's a key denotator for an entrepreneur. Seriously, because otherwise you're just somebody that does a lot of crap and nothing happens out of it.
It. That's a great way. I should almost make a t-shirt that says
Yeah.
that.
Steal the idea, steal the idea. Obviously, that'd be great. That'd be great.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Laura. And thank you for bringing sobriety to the forefront. Thank you for thinking about the group of people that would like to have some more options and inclusion. I love it. Thank you so much for being here, folks. I will put all of those links into the show notes for you. Have a good day.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.